face it, we all hate Mondays, so what better day to rant than this?
My peeps are going to be rioting in the streets.
Here is John Pollock on Fight Network Radio.
On Friday morning, I was looking over the card for UFC 82 and was astounded at how deep the dark fights were and the amount of tickets still remaining for this show. I thought, wow, this would be an awesome show to go to. And like a snowball, it began, and 30 minutes later, I had tickets and was on my way to UFC 82. At 9 p.m. that evening, with a severe snowstorm hitting the city and no car to get me 7 hours down to Columbus, Ohio, I was beginning to regret my impulse buy and began preparing my rant for today about how much my weekend sucked, predicting that this would be a horrible decision. But 12 hours, a car rental, and a flurry of sunshine later, my ass was on the QEW going south, and Columbus was becoming a reality. After 7 hours of straight driving, I made my way to the Nationwide Arena, avoided a near heart attack when the man at the will call swiped my visa, and then shook his head as if to say you've come a long way for nothing. But I'm John Pollock, goddammit, and with a reboot of the man's computer, I held my ticket. On to the show we went as I prepared to lose my MMA virginity. Thanks, Ontario. And here it is, my top 5 observations that I learned while attending my first MMA event. Yes, lots of women attend UFC shows, and none of them give a shit what is happening. There was not one chick at this show who was not hand-in-hand with her boyfriend wearing a clear expression of what the hell am I doing here. There was one girl in my row who spent the entire set of dark fights and opening bout of the main card on her cell phone, then curled up and fell asleep before busting out the phone again for some text messaging to round out the card. This girl could not wait for this show to end and could not have cared less what she had blown her money on. MMA fans are very passionate. Ones from the South who make the trip are even better. Hearing one yell from me throughout the entire main event was priceless. He only said 3 words over and over. Come on, champ! I could not find it in my heart to tell this man that it was a unification bout he was watching. If you are in retail, you must sell MMA apparel. These men are walking billboards for these companies. Affliction, Tap Out, and anything else that yells male 18 to 34 with a ton of disposable income. These men have tons of money and do not care what the cost is of anything. Hell, they buy tickets for their girlfriends at the shows and still have time to buy a $150 UFC jacket. The difference between a live show and watching it on pay-per-view? They don't forget about you on pay-per-view. The dead time between fights is ridiculous. Would it kill them to show the videos that are currently running to the viewers at home? Finally, some random notes. The name Mauro Ranallo will only get you dirty looks at a UFC event. Always bring your ID to the Nationwide Arena, even if you're 43. Never, ever, ever stop at a Waffle House. I swear on my life there is a warning on the menu that their food might actually kill you. If you drive 7 hours to a show, stay overnight after the show. It's not smart to drive that same distance back, preying on the legitimacy of a drink called 5-Hour Energy. Last but not least, always, always, always exaggerate how great the dark fights were to those that ask how the show was, and that's why John Halvorsen, George Jurgel was Fight of the Night.